The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Quietly.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord. Carol the cat.
No, we're not even like
gonna
yay.
I don't have a meow. Like,
well, you talked right all over mine. I'm Joey the Guinea Geeker.
What?
And now, damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the Geek.
Not this.
We're done. Thanks again, Chris. That was great.
Episode 34, Guardians of the Geekery. We have our special guest, Chris Hannibal the Liar. No?
Hannibal.
Just Hannibal. Just Hannibal.
I have no first name. Thank you.
Hannibal the Liar. But we're not going to let you relax and rest. We're going to put you right into the rapid-fire response round. I'm about to ask you a series of 10 questions.
Excellent.
We're asking for a word or phrase. If you pause too long, we will answer the question for you.
Rapid-fire. Okay.
All right, here we go. What movie out now do you never need to see?
Do I never need to see? Total blank. Agent 47.
Oh, okay.
I never need to see that.
Okay, capes or no capes?
No capes.
Okay. What is your theme song?
Neverland by Marillion.
Who would you want as your best friend? Samwise, Watson, Bones, or Chewbacca?
Totally Watson.
Awesome.
Scientist.
All right. Bilbo or Frodo?
Duh, Bilbo.
The story of your life would make a better episode for which TV show? X-Files, Star Trek, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or The Walking Dead?
The Flash.
Okay. Monty Python, Saturday Night Live. Monty Python, Saturday Night Live. Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
Kids in the Hall.
Okay. Planes, trains, or automobiles?
Planes.
What is who is your girl crush?
Sigourney Weaver.
What superpower would you like to have?
I already have it. Time travel.
All right. If you're stuck on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger, what would be your number one book? That you would read over and over again on an island.
That I would read over and over again on an island. Watership Down.
What album?
What album? Same question, what album? Clutching at Straws by Marillion.
Movie to watch over and over again.
The Wrestler.
And game that you can play on an iPad.
One that I've actually enjoyed. Star Wars Commander was I could actually get it to...
Cool! You survived!
Crash on the all
time. Hannibal, you have survived the rapid fire response round.
And thank you very much.
You have a.
By the way, was there in your intro, was there a Han shot first thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to take issue with that.
Oh no! Han shot only. Well, tell
exactly. That's the point. There was one shot.
There wasn't a shot. It wasn't like
a blast behind him.
So tell us who you are and what the heck you're doing and all the good stuff.
I'm Hannibal. I'm Card Monkey. Hashtag Card Monkey.
Yeah.
Magician.
So it makes sense that we bring you on a audio podcast, right?
Totally, yeah.
You should see what he's doing with the cards.
It's amazing,
people.
Isn't it?
He's just
Carol, that came out of your boob.
I do
magic tricks for a living. That's what I do. I travel all over the world to do magic tricks for a living.
Yeah, you recently competed for an international title, correct?
I did. I was I represented North America in the World Championships in Rimini, Italy.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
We were so proud of
you. I brought my trophy along.
It's beautiful.
That's majestic.
At home.
Wow.
Get your handprints off of that Star Wars. All right.
Can't resist.
I know. And tell us where we might be able to see you here in the lovely area of Charlotte.
Well, when are we airing?
Tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. You can see me September the 11th at Upstage in North Davidson.
Oh, great.
We love it. Yeah, doing a public show.
Upstage. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm upstage. I'll be there at 10 o'clock. It'll be a pay what you want. There's no cover fee. You just you pay what you feel like the show is worth. River Nuri, who is a fantastic violist. She's also a violinist, but this time she's going to be playing her viola. I will be opening the show, and she is heartrendingly fabulous.
Awesome.
What she does. And then I'll be doing my regular show and perhaps a surprise at the end.
I always like your surprise ending.
We can talk about that too, because it's not a huge surprise if you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us.
And you're familiar with my show, first of all.
Well, yes, you've performed at the Geek Gala last year.
But have you seen the actual, like, full on?
Yes, I saw you at Upstage. Okay. And I've seen you at the Renaissance Festival.
Okay.
You yelled at me for giving away where a card was for somebody.
Sorry.
Spoiler alert. Just yell that out.
I was just so excited that I saw it.
You spoil things in person, too?
Yeah, totally.
Not just on the podcast.
I do.
So you know the name of the show is Liar?
Yes.
Well, there's an addendum. I have a special encore that I do about once a year. This will be the second time.
Oh, wow.
Called Naked Truth.
Oh.
And last September, the first time I did this, and it's on my...
I saw a picture.
Yeah, it's on my blog about it. I talk for a short time about body issues and personal shaming and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, and then I hand out colored markers, and I take off my clothes because I have a huge body issue, and I invite the audience to write theirs on me so I can take it away from them for an evening. Oh. Like, yeah, I can't take away issues permanently. I'm not that guy. I'm not Jesus. Yeah.
But I thought you were a magician.
Yeah, that's why I can take them away for a short time.
Oh,
that's awesome.
It was well received, and it helped some people, and I got some really nice feedback and some good letters from it. So.
Yeah.
After a year of building my courage again, we're gonna do that again.
Wow.
And now I'm committed.
Some of the pictures that I saw were amazing. The black and white photos.
Yeah. I need to get a photographer in again.
Yeah. If you need to know somebody, we have a geek friend that does concerts and different things, and he might be interested. So.
Cool. Love that.
But yeah, so awesome. Well, so September 11th, and then you have appeared there a couple times at Upstage,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
And then sometimes we might actually just run into you uptown.
Occasionally. I started off this career busking on the street, putting up a table and paying my bills like that, and I often miss it, and so I'll go back and do it again.
You had a little stint of being in the paper when somebody approached you. With some Bible verses one time.
Did I make it into the paper with that?
Yes.
I didn't know it actually.
I do my research.
I did not know I actually made it to the papers. I mean, I wrote about it, but I didn't know it had gotten press. No.
People had told me about it, and I went and researched it. But
I'll have to go look that up. In The Observer?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had I got protested a couple of Thanksgivings ago. I had gotten tired of extended family. Over the course of the day, so I was like, well, there's a basketball game uptown, I'll go, and there'll be crowds of people, and I can blow off some steam and make some people happy. And a young gentleman who was coming, who was actually on his way to protest the basketball game for idol worship, thought I was a better target. And
stood beside you while you...
Oh, no, much more than that. He watched the show a couple of times, and then he approached me, and asked, are you in league with dark forces, or are you just trying to cheat people?
Totally in league.
Is there a third option?
None of the above?
Show. And he says, well, everything you're doing is obviously fake. Magic isn't real. I'm like, yeah. You ever been to the movies? You know that's not like real life. You know? Well, that's different, though. People realize that that's fake, and they're going, trust me, everybody here... All the grown-ups know this is not church. But he kept getting more and more upset. He's like, I just can't allow you to keep going. That's fine. Go lodge a complaint. I don't know. What
are you doing? Yeah.
So he started yelling at people going by, don't stop and watch this man, which was awesome. Because I got a huge crowd. Why? Why not? What's happening?
Why? What's he going to do?
And then he started yelling that I was cheating people out of their money, and And then he started marching around me. He started making a circle, like a big, on the sidewalk. And he was pleading with Jesus to give my kids cancer. And I hope send a bus to run him over on his way home. I mean, seriously, you know, let him die in pain. I mean, this was a fine, upstanding Christian gentleman.
That is the Christian way.
That is the Christian way.
The Lord said, children, smite people with buses and
give them cancer to your kids. Gosh. Jesus loves you.
Bring it in. Let's go for the kids.
I think that's what Mother Teresa always did. Didn't she? She wanted people to have cancer.
Exactly. Yeah. That was her thing. She,
Gandhi. Gandhi. Gandhi.
Oh, cancer. Cancer to your children. Wasn't that John Lennon wrote? Wasn't that cancer to the people?
Yeah. Imagine all
it
the cancer.
They had to change it to power to the people. But
imagine the radio edit. Yeah.
The radio edit was power to the people. But it was originally cancer to the people. All the peace lovers, big on the cancer.
That is incredible, dude.
So drew a huge crowd, and people were throwing money at me because he was...
Because
he was angry, and the police came, and they told him that I had the right to be there, and they told me that he had the right to be there. And as long as neither one of us took a swing at the other, there's nothing they could really do other than stand by and try to keep traffic flowing.
Right.
So at the end of the eat, I spent a good 2 hours there in this situation, and I made about 5 times what I would normally make on a regular night. And I offered to cut him in. I said, can you be here tomorrow night? We can do the show all over again. And, yeah. I'll give you half right now.
Wow.
You know, because I thought we made a great show. And he offered to cut my ear off.
Oh, my God.
And I said,
wow. Van Gogh fans.
No, he said, are you familiar with the Bible? I said, probably more than you.
Probably.
He says, well, there's a scene.
Well, it is.
I think we call those passages, sir. There's
chapter.
A scene.
In interior.
The interior Jesus kneeling on some soft surface. A light of holy aura shines about him.
For those of you who can't see, I'm holding my hand over my mouth so I don't spit the Mountain Dew all over the Yeti mic. But go ahead.
I feel like I should be taking that.
We got you covered.
He says, you know the scene where Jesus is in the garden and the soldiers come to arrest him and Peter jumps up and cuts the soldier's ear off and Jesus heals him. I'm like, yeah, I'm totally down. I know the story. He's like, that's me.
You're
Jesus? I'm like, wait, are you Jesus?
Are you Peter?
Are you the soldier? Are you the ear? What, you know, which? He's like, no, I'm the Peter. No, I'm the soldier. I'll cut your ear off if I see you again.
So
like,
you're...
Oh, wait, no, that makes you Peter.
Yeah.
He's like, but then Jesus was like, he smote Peter for that. He, like, chastised him. He spanked him for that. Doesn't matter. I'm going to cut you the next time I see you.
Like, I must have missed the spanking scene in the Bible.
Well, that, you know, again, radio edit. Radio edit on the Bible. And Jesus did put Peter over his knee and smite his rosy bum.
It was the King James After Dark version.
Dark. All right, before I go to hell, let's talk to
Yeah, we better. We just lost my aunt.
Aunt Marley
is lost.
Okay, your mom's not listening to this.
No.
No, I would have to show her how to listen to a podcast first. We won't be doing that, will we, darling?
No.
All right. So, speaking of Hannibal, since Hannibal's here, let's talk about Hannibal. Hannibal.
Okay.
Yes.
Talk about, which
the
one?
The show. The television show. Which ended.
Okay. How many seasons did we make it?
Three. Okay. Seasons. And it literally ended with a cliffhanger.
As they do. It may be back. It may Futurama, honestly.
I don't know. They've both moved. No, both of the leads have moved on. Mads Mikkelsen will be in Star Wars Rogue One. And actually, I don't know what Hugh Dacey. No, I'm sorry. It was really good. Again, I love Richard Armitage as the Tooth Fairy. Francis Dolarhyde.
Okay, pause. Because we're getting into spoiler alert time here. I watched the first season, but I have not. It's one of those I want to watch the whole season at once, and I haven't yet. They actually address the Red Dragon?
Yes, they do.
In
the last half of the third season, Richard Armitage plays Princess Elmira.
Fascinating.
And he's excellent. He is absolutely excellent. And it was a good ending, but they literally end it with a cliffhanger.
So it was a cliffhanger, but was it part of the Red Dragon thing, so you already know what's going to happen?
No. Actually, okay. The end is different from the book.
Interesting.
So.
Awesome. Yeah, okay.
They rewrote the ending of The Red Dragon.
Oh, wow.
With approval from the author?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. I think Thomas Harris was okay with the show. They did a whole lot of changing of the story.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because you have to, because there's so much expanded. But they did, they killed certain characters that didn't die and then damaged other characters that weren't damaged, so.
Interesting.
But
okay.
It was a good end. I wish it was coming back, but it's not. Hopefully maybe we'll get at least a movie to tie things up in a nice little meat bow.
Did you say meat bow?
I did, yeah.
On purpose?
Well, yeah.
Oh my God.
Exactly what my career needs is one more Hannibal movie. That's not bitterness.
No. But you
just
know,
hard to rank
if the guy
SEO
cuts off your ear, then you can go right into your tie-in.
Yeah.
Total time.
Tie-in. Yep, that would be good.
And be sure to stay after the credits because there is one last scene with Gillian Anderson.
Oh.
Thank you
very much.
She's not.
Okay.
Well, definitely on my binge list.
Yes. But yeah, watch it. It's really good, actually. I love the
show. I like the first season.
I think it's a beautiful show. That, like I said, it's kind of difficult to say that about a show about a cannibal. But
This Hannibal works at night, so it's kind of tough to keep up with you know, what's out right now. Yeah. I generally pick up on things a year or two after they've
That's what I usually do, too. It's like Netflix. I'm binging my way through Parks and Recreation right now.
Oh, speaking of binging, I was binging through trying to get ready for Dragon Con and tried to binge through. I finally finished Warehouse 13. It was a season. I had a season and a half that I had to finish up. And unfortunately, so I was able to finish that up. We enjoyed it tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
Starnes Lord is going to go back and catch up on
it. Yeah.
Very excited because at Dragon Con, not only is Eddie McClintock and Joanna Kelly going to be there, but now Renee Auberjonois. is going to be there. So, and of course he played on several seasons on the show, off and on as a special guest. So, very excited about that. Finished off Daredevil.
Finally.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, we finished that off. And definitely an awesome, awesome season. Leading forward to a good second season, hopefully. And very well done, but still stand by my Unicorn Chasers after about two or three episodes. Can't do much more than that before I feel like I've gone to a very dark place.
Explain to him.
Explain the... I've got a curious look.
A Unicorn Chaser?
Hannibal has a curious look on his face.
See, if
interior
he gets it!
Kitchen.
When we explained to Carol the cat that it's an audio podcast, she just holds her fingers closer
to the...
That does help,
quote, unquote. Unicorn Chaser would be something light, happy, and frivolous to watch to kind of cleanse your palate after all the dark,
after
and
dark
bloody
Daredevil thing.
Violence.
Yeah. So you liked the Daredevil?
I did. I liked it a lot.
How many episodes were there?
13.
I liked 12 of them.
You didn't like the last one?
The costume killed it for me somehow. I don't know why. I can't say it went too far because it's obviously what it should be.
Yeah.
But I looked at it and I went, oh.
But I like the fact that they explained that the guy showed it to him and obviously he can't see it. So
right.
He has no idea what it really looks like.
Okay.
It
so
could
then,
be
you know,
yellow.
It should,
Wait,
be,
it should
yellow,
be yellow,
actually.
The first one should be,
it should be yellow.
But what could potentially happen?
What the hell do you mean it's yellow? What is yellow?
But what could potentially happen is, you know, the ears get cut off or something like that. That's the thing I didn't like.
I always loved the yellow Daredevil outfit because it was so obviously the superhero outfit of a blind superhero.
Right.
It's like, I'm over here.
Hello, like Robin.
Why do they keep shooting at me?
Robin,
how
the
do
human
they see
target.
Me?
I'm not, you know.
Yeah, here's Batman in his black
dark,
outfit.
I'll be in the shadow. Go see what's going on.
Why do you keep getting captured, Joel Chum?
But Arrow and Flash, you have to pay per view. And I just... Well...
The most recent season.
The most recent
season. Because they released
the
Blu-ray.
It's on Amazon
this
Prime.
Month,
yeah.
You know, so... In October, it'll be free, I'm sure. So,
yeah. So I ended up abandoning all hope to finish the season. So I realize when we go see Stephen Amell at Dragon Con, we may be spoilerized, but it happens. And instead, took my time and watched Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is like a unicorn chaser after a unicorn chaser after a unicorn chaser.
Yeah. That's absolutely just precious.
I know. That's when I was following my Daredevil. I would watch two or three episodes of Daredevil and then switch to Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
And I love it.
I now have the damn theme song stuck in my head. Thank you.
Unbreakable.
Damn it. It's a miracle.
It always makes me miss 30 Rock, though, because it's like, has that same kind of tone in a lot of areas. I'm like, Christina Fey.
Except for, I think I watched too much Daredevil and Arrow before I watched it. Because at the end, I just wanted to kill Tina Fey as Marsha Clark.
I
just wanted to slam her head down.
That being said, John
you failed
Hamm.
The sitter.
John Hamm was so perfect.
Oh my God.
Now, he was the guy from Mad Men, which I have not watched. So.
Oh, yeah. It's so nice that Don Draper can make fun of himself on other TV shows, because he does it all the time. John Hamm, yeah.
He did great. No, it was all really great. It would be interesting to see where they take it to next season.
Yeah.
It was very fun. So, now Green Lantern's going to be on Arrow. What's this? What madness is this?
It's crazy. No, they keep flirting around with this, and then the creators of or the showrunners of Arrow say, "Oh, he's going to be on. Oh, it's Diggle, the partner, and all this stuff." And the last time Diggle? They said, "Yeah, Diggle's is John Diggle,"
sounds really
yeah.
different.
And then they said it's not, and then now they're saying, "Look out for season 4," and they posted the Green Lantern oath. And Blackest Night and all that stuff. So it's
so I'm assuming, Night, yeah, so. I'm assuming they're just abandoning all hope of a Green Lantern movie.
No, because they're actually, it's really weird. They're going to have a Flash movie that does not star the star of the Flash TV show, which is
why would you do that?
Because
it's
Flash TV
DC
show.
Comics. That's DC, why.
They have no movie plan.
Damn confusing. That's
yeah,
why.
It's like people are going to be like, what the hell is this? It's like, what? And I really think even Arrow, they could use that actor and put him in the movie. He's a good act. I mean, a good enough action actor that they could use him. And the guy who plays Flash, that's a perfect Flash. It's like,
but why not?
Yeah,
because it's DC.
Because it's DC.
You're just gonna confuse everybody. I don't know, but
oh well.
I will accept the Flash we give you, sir.
That's right.
Damn it.
Speaking of confusing, yes. So You Think You Can Dance?
Good news. Good news on Good So news. You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, boy.
First of all, we're down to our final four, so it's going to be over next week, Carol. Just in time for Dancing with the Stars.
Joy.
Yes. So it was the top six, which, you know, of course brought me to that trouble stone, because included in the top six were five of my favorite people. And so therefore, I only had one person that I felt that I could let go of. And So on Team Street, we had Yaya, who has always been the front runner. In fact, I kind of have this theory that they created Street versus Stage because of her. Because she just didn't have the technical ability to make it in the old format. Yes, I get to talk about music and dancing every once in a while, because Tiffles isn't here to make fun of me. Because she's in Italy, in case you were wondering. So, So Yaya, and then we had Virgil on Team Street, which is kind of interesting because he actually is a Broadway performer, but he did get to be on Team Street. And then we had Megs, and Megs is a good dancer. I just think that she's not as versatile as that role requires. And then Boy, he fits in way too quick. And so, but on Team Stage Side, as you know, I was very much in love with Jim, the athletically toned thing. But they were always giving him problems because they said, "You're technically amazing, but we're not so sure about your passion." And unfortunately, they cut him this week, and they cut Megs. So now we're down to actually three girls and one guy to compete for the role.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I have two.
Three girls, one guy, one girl.
So, you know, next week will be the finale. There's the final four. I'm just ignoring.
One pair of dancing shoes.
Yes. But speaking of things that you might like more, Jayco, then Starn's Lord walks away, and he's the one that puts all this stuff down here. Have you read any good books lately?
Yes.
Okay.
Three of them.
Okay, actually. Tell us about book number one.
Two I can highly recommend. One I can kind of sort of recommend. The first one is Macbeth, which is the novelization by A.J. Hartley. I read his Hamlet. This is a guest at Con Carolinas that I discovered. And I'm sorry it took me so long, A.J. I'm really sorry. But I read his novelization of Macbeth, and it was actually really, really good. Not quite as good as Hamlet, but I love the play, and I love the story. So read that one. The second one is The Disaster Artist by Greg Sestero, who played Oh Hi Mark in The Room.
Oh yes, you were going to tell me.
Yeah, this one could have been better. I do think Greg Sestero has been friends with Tommy Wiseau, who made The Room, for years before The Room was actually made, so he's in a good position to write this book, but by the same time he obviously recognizes that everything he has is owed to this craptastic movie and Tommy Wiseau. So he pulls his punches, and it's a good book. It's not as funny as it should be. It doesn't really come down really hard on Tommy Wiseau at all.
Okay.
It shows him as being clueless and kind of innocent, which I don't think he actually is. But it's not a bad read, but it's not as good as it could be. And then I just finished Ready Player One by Ernest Cline, which was really good, and it's really fun. It's kind of a young adult novel, but it's set in a future world where people immerse themselves in a virtual reality known as the Oasis, and they play games. But that's a really fun book. Very quick read, too. So I highly recommend Ready Player One and Macbeth. Not so much The Disaster Artist.
But overall, don't feel like you got a real stinker out of any of the three.
So. No real stinker out of any of the three. And just to torture myself, I did watch two episodes of The Neighbors, which is Tommy Wiseau's new sitcom, and I'm doing air quotes, on Hulu. Oh, God, don't watch this. don't.
Is it a drinking game at all?
No. It wishes it was as good as The Room. It really wishes it... Did you hear that? I don't think
picked that up. I bet Yeti picked up that somebody flushed a toilet. We won't mention any names, Starn's Lord. Moving right along.
Anyway, yeah. It's a terrible, terrible show. Really poorly done. Tommy Wiseau plays two different parts with two different really, really bad wigs. And it's... The stereotypes are really almost offensive. Every woman in the show, and I'm including the elderly black lady, wears stripper clothes. So it's really bad. Don't watch it. Please don't watch it. But I did hear that he put it up for Emmy consideration. So maybe he'll win that, coveted Best Sitcom Emmy, which I'm...
Oh my gosh.
But speaking of Macbeth, which I was, apparently there's a Macbeth trailer with Michael Fassbender. I'm assuming he plays Macbeth.
I don't know.
There's a trailer with Michael Fassbender. It is dark and intense.
Yes, well, the play Macbeth is actually
kind of like whatever
intense.
Just happened in that fletching sound.
I had a nosebleed, and I made it. Luckily, I had a handkerchief, and I made it to the bathroom before it. Yeah.
Are you okay now?
I'm okay. Yes, I'm fine.
Okay, so we don't need...
But check out that trailer, though. It is really...
Well, it's Michael Fassbender in it, so I'll watch it.
And it's...
And for those of you who don't know who Michael Fassbender is...
Magneto.
Okay.
What about those of us who don't know who Hamlet is?
Because there's no hope for you, sir.
It's a sandwich down at the corner deli.
Oh.
It's a little one. It's a little tiny sandwich.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, yes.
And Ben...
The Hamlet Sliners.
And Ben from The Thing...
Ben Grimm.
Ben Grimm won't be eating he's Jewish! Denny's! He's Jewish!
Denny's Noted. Is never going to ever
live this down.
Or sponsor it.
In case you didn't know, Denny came out with a special menu for Fantastic Four. A, they left off Mr. Fantastic as one of the sandwich options.
Wait, they had three options for Fantastic Four?
Well, Dr. Doom did get a dessert, so technically there were four.
There are four, but they left out Mr.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's like, fuck you, Reed Richards.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And then they stereotyped the one for the Invisible Woman.
Which was just like pancakes with fruit on it.
Because women, early. Yeah,
obviously pancakes.
And then they took Ben Grimm, the most proclaimed Jewish character,
comic book sinking his bacon cheeseburger,
and gave him
That's
a bacon
perfect.
Cheeseburger.
That's dear God.
Oh, Denny's. Yes.
What was the fourth? I just have to ask.
Dr. Doom had a molten chocolate cake.
Okay, and then the Human Torch?
The Human Torch had like a skillet with hot sausage on it.
Hot sausage.
Hot sausage.
So it was a sausage fest, a real ham, molten lava.
Wow.
Yes. And that menu is probably better
okay,
than the
so food. If you were to rewrite the Denny's menu to actually represent the Fantastic Four.
Well, we had talked about that.
Have we done this already?
We had talked about it a little bit. I mean, you could do like string cheese or milk.
Oh, sure.
You know, mozzarella sticks for
mozzarella sticks. Hello. Perfect. Yes.
Empty
plate.
For Susan. Yeah, exactly. Here. It's like, here. There you go.
It's the diet plate.
A little glass of water.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Water.
The tears of her enemies.
But you could have done some clear flavored soda. Like, you know,
or you know what they could have done? They could have realized that the movie was crap and said, you know what, let's not do a menu based on this.
No, because they look at it and go, well, hell, we're Denny's.
And they didn't
it's crap anyway.
Yeah, they didn't build anything new. It wasn't like the Hobbit menu where they actually attempted to build new things to fit the movie.
And they probably...
Just, you know what, just rename a couple
it's a grand slam, let's just call it the Sue Storm Slam. Boom.
Stew Storm Slam.
Throw some bananas on it, there
you go. That's another movie you could talk about, is the Sue Storm Slam. It's not available in theaters. But...
Or available to trip off the tongue, as it were.
I slipped the sheet.
Download only.
Streaming, if you will.
Oh, God.
That's where my evil laugh comes, this podcast. That's how I developed it. It's not my fault.
Well, speaking of disturbing films, apparently the Knock Knock trailer is out.
I just watched this, and yeah.
This looks so bad.
Have you seen this?
I have seen it.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a parody of a horror film or something.
So what is the concept?
I must look this up.
Yeah, so Keanu Reeves is a devoted dad of, what, 14 years or something?
Something like that. They actually say in the trailer how long they've been married, which, you know, immediately means he's going to cheat on his wife.
Yeah.
Married for 14
years. Married
14 years without fucking around on you, honey.
He's alone. There's this horrible storm. These two beautiful girls show up soaking wet, say, oh, we lost our phone. Can we use your phone?
For what?
You know, I don't know. Then it doesn't, it's Keanu Reeves in a horror movie, who cares? But they walk in and then like, can we put our clothes in the dryer for just a couple minutes? And of course, like you do, you say yes to complete strangers and
of course
do that. And then all of a sudden they show up in the shower with them. Which, while you're taking a shower anyway, it's just...
Ah, there's two chicks now. Yeah. Now's a good time.
Yeah.
I feel a little dirty. Wait a minute.
Let me go wash this in away.
So, of course, the two girls turn out to be psychos and torture them. So, it looks fun. So I'll probably watch it on Netflix when it comes out.
It looks like a rehash of The Strangers with Keanu Reeves and Psycho Chicks.
What was the last Keanu film?
John Wick.
That was good. One. Actually,
I loved that one.
I so did. I felt so horrible. I had to watch it twice, like the next day. You know, I just want to see that again.
I know. So did I. I watched it, and then the next day I watched it again. And I was like, you know, that's a damn good film.
I feel guilty watching it anyway. No. Somehow,
it's like all this bloodshed, and I didn't give a shit because they killed that little puppy.
Right.
They all deserved it. They all deserved it.
All the torture.
Spoiler alert.
All the torture.
That happens.
It's like
really.
The first 10 minutes of the film. It's like in the trailers.
The dog dies.
That would set me off.
Don't get attached to Daisy.
It's like that last episode of the Brady Bunch that never filmed. Tiger dies. Tiger runs into traffic.
Tiger.
Oh. And they torture Oliver.
Cindy runs after him. No one cares about Cindy.
Jan and Marsha abduct Oliver and torture.
No, Mrs. Beasley was Family Affair.
I know, but it was a very similar doll that got brought into Tigers.
Not Mrs. Doubtfire. Not Mrs. Butterworth either.
Beasley.
Mrs. Beasley. Was Family Affair.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Kitty something.
I wanted a Mrs. Beasley paper doll because my mother wouldn't buy the doll. So
I have a niece named Buffy because of that show.
Wow.
She was actually named for Family Affair. Yeah. And I have a nephew, Sinjin, from Airwolf.
Parental abuse runs rampant in your family.
Oh, God. You don't even... Yeah. Yeah. I've got a Sookie, too.
Really?
Sookie. Wow.
Yeah. Great niece That's named Sookie.
Sookie.
Oh, yeah.
Sookie from True Blood.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we won't talk about my name.
Nobody in my family is listening to this, so I don't care. Yeah,
okay, so speaking of strange names, Neville Longbottom and Draco Malfoy are having a Twitter banter.
Is it sexy?
What a banter. Oh,
is it slash fic?
It could only be sexy between those two.
If it's not, it soon will be.
Yeah, it's, no, it's just this little fake Twitter war they're having, and JK chimed in and said, it's all good with me, so, yeah.
So people, like, name themselves Neville Longbottom and
Oh, no, it's really them.
Oh, it's really, it's actually...
Yeah, it is Matthew Lewis and Tom Thumb. And, yeah,
Tom Thumb. They took time out of their busy careers post-Harry Potter.
Well, Matthew Lewis.
They like Matthew Lewis, yes.
Yeah. Did you see that?
He did a picture of himself with the Sword of Gryffindor and the Sword of Longbottom. Let me just say that. And for those of you on the audio podcast, I just did a crotch motion.
That was a long crotch motion.
His bottom may not be long, but other things.
Quite the Neville.
Yes.
I have to say, he was my favorite Harry Potter character to appear at Dragon Con. Matthew Lewis. He was very funny and very, very genuinely sweet.
Yes.
Because he did not realize the drinking age was different in the U.S. versus England. And he confessed in front of a whole group that he had gotten drunk last night and then found out it was illegal. And so he had to stay up in his room. And he's like, but you guys won't tell anybody, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. 5,000 of you.
Tweet out to the universe.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Matthew Lewis got drunk.
Denny's is going to have a special drink.
That's right.
The long bottom.
Bottomless beer. Yeah.
With a sword swizzle stick.
Oh. A long sword swizzle stick.
Say that five times fast.
Speaking
of things in England, Downton Abbey trailer for the sixth and final season.
Is anyone watching this?
Yeah.
I watched the first season and gave up on it, so...
I watched one episode.
So why is it on here?
It's geeky. You guys have talked about it before. I don't know.
No. You guys would not be Carol and I. It may be Tiffles, but she's not here.
And I think we pronounced it Downtown.
Yeah, times. I did. And Guy, wow.
Yeah.
I probably will binge watch this when it's all over. That's but what I kind of figured really I would get do. Into it on a weekly basis.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Is Downton Abbey the opposite of Uptown Funk?
I think so.
Uptown Funk, gonna give it to you. Saturday night. Yep. Don't believe me, just watch. Oh, wait, this is an audio podcast. Okay.
Get off the table.
Speaking of watching things on a regular basis, did anyone see the next episode of Fear the Walking Dead?
I caught up with it today, so, yeah.
What'd you think?
It was better than the first episode.
I think it's still moving way too slow.
But obviously,
nobody at the Walking Dead headquarters got the memo about the black guys, because the first three characters to die in the show are black guys.
It's not like they run slower. That wasn't good. That was really not good at all.
Well, I was hit by a car, so I couldn't run that fast.
Was it Jesse Owens? That was awful. That's just getting worse. It's just getting worse.
Please know, the opinions of our guests are not necessarily a reflection of the station or the podcast.
I did have a feeling last week when the daughter had a black boyfriend. I'm like, oh, that guy's going to die real quickly. Yes, he did. And then the vice principal was like, oh, he's black. He's going to die real quickly.
You'd think Walking Dead would have been like, by the way, just let the black folks live just in your show. Come on.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Please don't kill us.
Black zombies matter, too.
Please, zombies.
Please don't, kill them in real life. Please don't kill them in film for a little while.
We've taken a really dark turn.
We have.
Yes. Well,
I think the thing that chaps my ass about this episode.
Chaps your ass.
Chaps my ass was, so the girl... What's the girl's name? Who cares?
I don't care. The daughter.
The teenage girl's going out with a boyfriend that is African-American, and he's sick. So this is what pisses me off about the episode. So the parents even go, like of the girl, go to see him, and he's sick. He's got a bite mark. They leave him.
Yeah, they leave him.
They fucking leave him to write it out, and they know what he's going to turn into, but they just want to spare the daughter from looking at him. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's like the most racist... I mean, that was the most racist thing I've seen on a show in a while.
Yeah,
like,
just leave him there. Who cares? Let's go. Come on, little girl. Let's go. And then, you know, we get 20 minutes of Junky Depp yarfing in a bucket. Thank you. Thank you for The Walking Dead. I needed to see a heroin addict throw up on a zombie show.
There wasn't enough of that in The Walking Dead. So,
I know. Really.
So speaking of negative stereotypes in films, both big and small, there was an article today on Facebook. I don't know if you guys caught that, but the producers of the James Bond series said that they felt that Idris Elba was too street to be a 007.
No, that was actually Ian Fleming's estate that said that.
He was too street.
He's too street. Obviously, they have not seen him in a whole bunch of things, because, I mean, come on.
Too street.
He wasn't too street in Thor.
So maybe he's got
Hannibal, you are too street for 007, because you've performed on the street.
On the street.
But maybe you could be on So You Think You Could Dance, because it's street versus stage.
Right?
I think he's got a shot.
So you think you can shuffle?
Because we cannot.
Yeah, that was...
You are hope.
That was bad, and Idris Elba would make an awesome James Bond.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, he would. Just saying. Yes, he would.
He'd also
actually
make...
No, I can't think of... This actually came up in a discussion between magicians not long ago about the next James Bond, and... Now, I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on who we all voted that it should be.
He's drawing a blank card. So...
Wow.
That was really
bad.
That
was bad.
It's been a long week.
No, but it was a young female actress. Because it's time for a female James Bond.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think it's like Doctor... Well, I'm...
Dr. We could change your name to Jamise.
I do like...
Jamisa Bond.
I do like the idea that James Bond is a title
that
is given to an agent. It's not their actual name. But I don't think... I don't need a female James Bond.
Jane Bond.
G.I. Jane Bond. Demi Moore is now working on it, or Demi.
It's like the whole female Doctor Who. Just bring back Romana.
That's a different thing.
Bring back Romana. There are female Time Lords. Just bring one back.
Right. I could do with that.
You can have a female agent.
You can.
And they have before. It's but then they also have, you know, stupid shit like Denise Richards playing a nuclear scientist.
Now we're back to James Bond, right?
Yeah, no, I mean,
okay, because you know I was trying to think of when Denise Richards was on Doctor Who, and I didn't think ABC would ever actually do that to us.
No.
Okay,
no, but
sorry, I spaced for a minute. Oh, space.
Launched into B actresses all. I mean, you popped up with Demi Moore, and you came up with Denise Richards, and
well, because I said G.I. Jane.
Please let's not relive. let's not relive the '90s or the mid '80s.
Oh god.
As far as actresses, no.
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 Julia Roberts, no. I'm sorry. It just came
out. The Olsen twins as the new James Bond.
Well, we're getting back to streaming.
They could be two places
again,
at one time. Yeah.
Streaming. No, Time Lords then, because they're actually one person. Just
Well,
there you go.
No, Tornado. But according to Brit Kimmy Schmidt, they're actually quadruplets.
That's right.
There's two of them, so they had to be four. Oh. Okay. All right.
Keanu. Just had to say it.
So as we gather ourselves back together, which is a magical thing to do, tell us a little bit more about Magic the Gathering.
I've never played the game. I've never played Magic the Gathering.
I saw that. I'm like, I've never played Magic the Gathering.
I have to admit, I've never had. Have you played it?
John Hartness, where are you?
John McIntosh, where are you?
I do magic with cards.
Okay, hey, that's close enough.
Do you gather the cards together? That would almost be...
I do.
So then you'll be really excited to know this new set releases on October 2nd, and it won't interfere with your skill set at all.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay, moving on.
Kenyora and Obnixilis. Did Lucasfilms come up with those names? Kiora and Obnixilis?
I think it was a Star Wars name generator.
Yeah. It was an anagram. Anakin anagram. Oh, God. Okay.
Wow.
No, but you know what? Here, let's talk about something that is exciting. What? Do you know what's coming in the mail to me tomorrow? My Agent Carter Funko Pop.
Your Agent Carter Funko Pop?
Yes.
Did you order that Cards Against Humanity's crap?
No, but I'm very excited about the number of female role models that I've been able to get on Funko Pops recently.
Sure.
Still don't have Scarlet Witch. She's coming out later. But I was able to get Batgirl all the way from Japan, thanks to Starnes Lord. Now I have Catgirl, Catwoman. I have
Black Canary.
Black Canary, Agent Carter. It's very exciting stuff.
Awesome.
Black Widow.
Yeah.
And they always have, like, female characters. They did the whole Buffy series. And
yeah, but Katie, you know what? I have to say that the Buffy series, and even as much as I love Orphan Black, as Funko Pops, just didn't do anything for me because they are dressed in street clothes, other than Felix, who was dressed in only an apron. Yes.
Can't really argue with that, though.
Cute little butt cheeks.
Speaking of Neville Longbottom.
He's a Funko Pop.
I love that butt. Okay.
So if you put Felix's butt and Neville Longbottom's long sword,
yeah,
sword building the perfect male. Yes, no. I already have him. He's sitting right next to me.
Sweetie, that's my arm.
That's not his arm, unfortunately.
I appreciate it.
All right, so
what do we got left? We got sci-fi, renews, Dark Matter, and Killjoys.
I want to talk about...
Okay, well, fuck that.
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
Siffy, renews, Dark
Matter. Oh, yeah, see, I crossed over everything else, so I didn't see that was still on the list. Talk about that, and then...
She just
talked about it. That was the whole thing.
So, yeah,
I don't watch the show. So.
Siffy is renewed, sci-fi, Siffy, whatever.
Renews, Dark Matter, and Killjoys for second season.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, I did... The reason that caught my eye was an actor from Warehouse 13... I guess is on Killjoys, but that's
just
the only
any old actor.
I can't remember his name, so yeah, but he's on there.
Not
so.
Eddie McClintock.
Steve, the actor played Steve.
Aaron Ashmore.
Yes,
oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jinxie,
Iceman's brother.
Yes. Who I thought was on the show originally, and then I was like, okay.
Yeah, they're twins.
Yeah.
Aaron Ashmore was actually the one that appeared on Veronica Mars.
Mm.
Just appeared right on her.
Yep. Kinda.
Wow.
Kinda did.
Never got that
saying.
Rover footage.
Well, yeah. But you know, Allison, who played Claudia,
yeah,
on Warehouse 13 is on Stitchers, which I would like better. Anyway, so we talked about that. I did want to talk a little bit. There's been a lot of online discussion amongst our peers about the different monthly and semi-monthly subscription options that you can get. Like Loot Crate.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt and I tried Loot Crate for 6 months. And I would say that it was a 50-50, depending on what the topic was, about how much we liked it. We've recently signed up for both the Marvel...
Collector Corps.
Collector Corps,
yeah.
Series, which comes out every other month. And then Nerd Block, we've done...
Couple.
We did a three-month... trial on that, and of the two that we've gotten of each, which we got both last week, and that's why it's timely, I would say that the first one that we got for Marvel, we liked almost everything. There were two pieces that I was like, that's just not us. One was a tiny Transformer. I'm just not into Transformers. Another one was a little blind box thing that ended up being like a little angel or something like that.
Nerd Block, yeah.
Yeah, sure. In Nerd Block the first time. This past Nerd Block was awesome. We liked everything. There's nothing we're going to turn in. We got it was a Ghostbusters. We got an awesome t-shirt, high quality t-shirt. Yeah. It sounds like we're sponsored by Nerd Block, but we're really not, but we'd be happy to be.
Send us stuff.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But we got a Ghostbusters box that looks like the one where they contain the ghosts.
Oh, cool.
It's a really side lunch box. Ooh. It opens
up
very
quick.
Why
don't you go grab it and show the folks on the podcast real
No,
quick.
Can't do that, but okay. We will post a picture of it.
Well, here it is.
then,
there you go.
Yeah,
that's really neat.
Yeah, I like that it has the aux jack cable option in the back. And then inside was actually a stuffed Slimer, so it was really cute. And you got the t-shirt, and then we also got a comic book, did we not? No, we got the Game of Thrones coasters.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They were the high-quality, heavy-duty paper coasters, but we did get those. And then for Marvel, we got two Funko Pops.
Yes.
We got two Funko Pops. We got the Thor as a girl, a female Thor, and we got
Thorette,
yeah. And we've got Black Canary, right?
Thor with a W.
No, no, we got Miles Morales.
Oh, that's right, Miles Morales.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
From Ultimate Spider-Man, so.
Who's now, in after the Secret Wars event, now there is no Ultimate Universe, and he's come over to the only universe that remains, apparently. So.
Y'all are nerds.
We really are, yeah.
Yeah, but it was awesome, so, you know. Yeah.
I like that one because it's every other month.
So. How many Secret Wars have there been now?
There's Civil Wars and there were Secret
this is
Wars.
The, yeah. This is the third, but only...
How secret is
only
it?
Only two of them...
Really everybody knows about it but me.
Yeah, but there was one...
Secret from Hannibal.
There was one series 10 years ago that called Secret Wars that had nothing to do with the Secret Wars that had come before, which I thought was just bizarre.
Well, it's a different Secret Wars. We have our own Secret Wars. You have your Secret Wars. We have our Secret Wars.
Yeah. Oh, actually, the first sequel, The Secret Wars 2, was the cash grab way back when, and they brought the Beyonder to Earth, and it was absolutely horrible, and it went through every single title,
yeah,
and people tried to buy all of them, and I was like, even then I was like, no, this seems like not fun, like the first one.
The Darkest Night, or the Blackest Night series, that
yeah, everything. I was like, no, so, but, yeah, and this Secret Wars... is really just meant to kind of restart everything. And then DC is doing something very similar called Convergence at the same time.
Didn't they just reset all their universes, DC?
Yeah, like 5 years ago, they're
the
redoing it.
The Real 52 or something.
The New
like
52
that.
Or 52. Something like that. Which sounds
the
like...
B-52s.
The New Zoo Review.
Love Shack. I was going to say New 52 sounds like the New Zoo Review.
Speaking of the New Zoo Review, we need more shows with
that's right.
human-sized puppets. In the millennium.
I did watch
You know somebody, don't you? Sorry, Kara.
Side joke. Anyway. Yeah. Not human size. I did watch Meet the Feebles, which is human-sized puppets. And one of Peter Jackson's earlier films. Don't show that one to your kids. It's not the Muppets, really.
Yeah. No. David Bowie's not a nice man either, Labyrinth.
What?
Where did we get from Meet the Feebles to David Bowie's not a nice nice man?
Labyrinth. Okay. Puppets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those are Muppets.
I know.
Muppets,
I'm aware.
Muppets, Bowie, tights, cock. I mean, that's...
it's a natural progression.
Yeah, exactly. Longbottom, Gryffindor,
long
sword.
Longbottom, yes. And we're back to Neville. And,
Keanu!
Yes.
Had to say.
I personally think Keanu's cute.
Some things come about our dreams, some things come out our nightmares, but all things sometimes must come to a close. No. Thus,
aww,
we come to
sweet.
The end of our segment, but also...
Oh, no.
The rest in peace of two more people this week. I know thousands have died, but let's talk about two that you may have noticed in the news.
That's the hell with everybody else. We apologize about
forget
your
grandma. Forget those motherfuckers. Here we go. Here's
making his way into the nightmare.
Here's the more important people.
Yeah. I kind of feel like, though, you know, there's a potential for a film there. It's like Wes Craven has died and now he's gone into a nightmare, and
shocker
the only
too.
Person who can pull him out is Wayne Dyer, who helps people embrace their dreams.
Is wow. it Dwyer or Dyer?
I don't know.
Dyer.
It's Dyer. Oh,
Wayne
okay,
Dyer.
I was going to say.
Because he's in Dyer.
Die. You know, because the most ironic of the people who died
oh,
this week.
He's not a survivor. Sorry, that's
but Reba is. Anyway, so they both passed
Craven.
On. Wes Craven. Yeah. There's been some amazing artwork on the interwebs. Pictures of, like, Jason with his arms around
Freddy.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
I mean, just remember that he made some great films, but he also made some really lousy ones, too.
Yes.
That's the way you want to send somebody off. Here's a
rest
tribute.
In peace.
Well, I just got a... This is unconfirmed.
Oh.
But I just got a note from a friend that said that...
Heard it here first, folks.
Eddie Murphy dies in snowboarding accident.
Oh, that's a tropes.
Okay.
That's
it's about like it's September.
Yeah.
And...
So you have to go to Colorado or...
Yeah, it's a tropes.
Yeah, okay.
It's a wow. tropes.
So it's supposedly in Switzerland is what it's saying.
Yeah, no. If you click on it, you can do it for any person.
Oh, I see. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Please, everyone, stop panicking. I feel the people up in arms about...
You know, Eddie Murphy.
There won't be another Shrek.
He He made some good films. He also made some lousy films.
Beverly Hills Cop 10's not coming out now.
What?
No. I think he was even in the last one. Was he?
Argument for another day. Beverly Hills Cop 3 better than Beverly Hills Cop 1. Throwing it out there.
It's
putting
a
it
celebrity
in the
hoax.
Okay.
It's another celebrity hoax.
I just wanted to throw a little magic at the end there.
Thank you. So just when you thought you were down in the depths at my corny and terrible rest in peace things, you bring us back up.
Yes.
Because you'd first tell us that Eddie's dead, and then we're able to say no.
No, he's
because
not.
Because unlike
he's
the Walking
not.
Dead,
unlike Jason,
the black man lives.
Eddie lives.
Yeah.
The black man lives. Unlike.
Unlike Fear the Walking
Fear
Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead. I will not be responsible.
Fear the black yellow motherfucker. On that note.
Hannibal, September 11th.
Yes.
September 11th upstage.
Where can we find you on the interwebs?
TheMagicArtist.com.
TheMagicArtist.com. Well, Chris, Hannibal, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For being here. We appreciate you coming.
I'm so grateful to be asked. Thank you so much. I had a blast.
No, absolutely.
I hope I contributed well.
You did.
You did.
And this is Kitty Geeker signing out.
Stars Lord.
This is Carol the cat with inky
what
hands. What the hell?
Oh, I thought you were counting. I was like,
no,
you count us down here or something?
Five,
four, three, two.
Do we have end credits? There
you go. For listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery.
Everybody's dancing.
And on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
Thanks, James. Thank you. Make us sound professional.
This has been